Nolte, Blacklisters at Microsoft's NewsGuard Label Proven Hoax is Credible. By John Nolte on January 28, 2019. NewsGuard, which is the establishment media's latest effort to blacklist alternative media sites, is giving its sign of approval to proven hoaxes, even to stories that have been retracted. Microsoft is so desperate to spread fake news and blacklist ideas it doesn't like. NewsGuard is automatically included in one of its browsers. You will find more examples below, but here is NewsGuard's seal of approval. On the Google search page for Rolling Stone's 2014 hoax about a gang rape at the University of Virginia, UVA. Rolling Stone, which NewsGuard gave a passing grade, was eventually forced to retract the story and settle some lawsuits. But the far-left HuffPost's aggregation of Rolling Stone's proven lie is still live. And that green checkmark is NewsGuard's way of telling readers they are reading something credible. You see, when you do a Google search of stories, NewsGuard and Microsoft use the green checkmark to tell you what is and is not credible. What is and is not blacklisted, and this is NewsGuard giving the green light to a story that was so fake, it had to be retracted. Compare that to NewsGuard's labeling as fake news a basic news story like this one. Why is NewsGuard labeling that fake news? Simply because Breitbart News published it. We didn't even write that story. The AP did. We are simply aggregating the AP. Look at the roundup below, which took less than 20 minutes to track down. Every single one of these stories is fake news. Starting with BuzzFeed's debunked lie about President Trump telling his then-personal attorney, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress. Look at how NewsGuard and Microsoft openly and audaciously deceive their readers. The Washington Post's debunked hoax about Russia hacking Vermont's utility grid, credible. The lie about First Lady Melania Trump being an illegal alien, credible. The lie about Trump changing the name of Black History Month, credible. The lie about Trump threatening to invade Mexico, credible. The lie about Congress investigating a Russian fund with ties to Trump, credible. So why? Why are NewsGuard and Microsoft deliberately marking fake news as credible? Why are they looking to fool people into believing proven hoaxes are legitimate stories? Even outrageous ones about the First Lady coming to the country legally. This is all about 2020, my friends. As I pointed out last week, NewsGuard marks as fake every single story Breitbart News publishes. Not because the story is inaccurate, but because we report stories NewsGuard does not believe should be reported. You can see for yourself. So we are not placed on NewsGuard's blacklist for being inaccurate, for being deceptive, for not being careful. No, we are being blacklisted for uncovering and reporting things NewsGuard does not want uncovered and reported. Meanwhile, NewsGuard is literally marking fake news stories as credible. So what we have here is a fascist group of blacklisters looking to dupe as many people as possible into believing UVA has a rape problem. Melania Trump was an illegal alien. The Russians hacked into our electric grid, Trump told his attorney to lie, and so on. In a 50-50 country, NewsGuard and Microsoft are obviously hoping to tip the election by fooling enough people into believing up is down and black is white. There is no other explanation for Microsoft and NewsGuard deliberately marking proven fake news as credible and legitimate news as fake. NewsGuard? More like fake NewsGuard. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.